Well, as Victoria's new hotel quarantine regime swings into action, questions are being asked about why other parts of the country aren't following suit. Epidemiologists have applauded the supply of more N95 masks for Victorian quarantine staff and changes to hotel ventilation. Experts say it's time for new national standards. Stephanie Smale reports.
Victoria is trying again with a new set of rules for the hundreds of travellers expected to start hotel quarantine this week. Hundreds of others will be arriving in other capital cities too, but those staff will be working under different rules. Burnett Institute epidemiologist Professor Mike Toole argues it's clear a national system is needed.
The peak advisory body, the infection control expert group, which advises National Cabinet, has been very slow to recognise that airborne transmission happens. It may not be the main route of transmission, which may be this larger droplet, but it does occur. So they're just not kept up with the evidence.
In Queensland and New South Wales, hotel quarantine staff are only required to wear a surgical mask, but must use gloves, disposable gowns and eye protection if they're exposed to bodily fluids. Professor Toole argues surgical masks aren't sufficient. He points out the body of evidence about the risks of airborne transmission is growing.
The United States Centers for Disease Control just published a study of an outbreak of COVID-19 in a church in Sydney. And that occurred when an infected man was singing over several days, infected people up to 15 metres away. So that was a very clear local example that airborne transmission does occur. So it's evidence like that that should be taken into consideration.
Those overseeing workers' health, safety and wellbeing support calls for a national quarantine regime. Kate Cole is the president-elect of the Australian Institute of Occupational Hygienists.
These control measures that the Victorian government is adopting right now are really simple, but they're also incredibly effective at preventing transmission in the workplace. So airborne precautions and a key one, looking at ventilation and ensuring that hotels have had independent ventilation assessments performed.
Standalone quarantine facilities have been pitched as another way to stop coronavirus spreading in the community. But publicly, the idea seems to have lost momentum. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she hasn't given up on the quarantine facility suggested west of Brisbane.
There is one simple question the Commonwealth needs to answer. One simple question. Are they going to allow international flights to land there or not? It all hinges on that simple question.
Professor Mike Toole argues it's time to put politics aside and get the standalone facilities happening.
And I'm not sure why it's gone quiet. I think it's important that those ideas aren't just shelved away and that the efforts to get approval by the federal government and to start building them.
That's Professor Mike Toole ending that report from Stephanie Smale.